From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A woman is dead after her vehicle collided with an ambulance responding to an emergency scene on State Route 36. By the time CHP personnel got there, emergency medical personnel had already arrived at the scene and extricated the woman from her vehicle and started CPR. The driver succumbed to her injuries at the scene, and she was pronounced dead. She's identified as 22-year-old Chelsea Renee Cash of Quincy, California. The preliminary investigation reveals that the driver was traveling eastbound on State Route 36 at a high rate of speed for unknown reasons. The driver allowed the vehicle to travel onto the eastbound gravel shoulder before veering to the left and across the westbound traffic lane. The vehicle traveled off the roadway, where the right side of the vehicle struck a tree, causing major damage. There were substantial tire friction marks left in both traffic lanes by that vehicle. An update on the person found dead on U.S. 101 near Salmon Creek. The vehicle associated with Salvatore Riccibano has been located now with the help of a citizen tip. The vehicle located on Friday within the county's jurisdiction of Eureka. No arrests have been made, but the preliminary autopsy report indicates Riccibano's cause of death was multiple gunshot wounds. Riccibano was also found to have injuries consistent with a motor vehicle accident. Injuries related to the accident are not under investigation. The California Highway Patrol is conducting a separate investigation of the accident itself. Riccibano was from Concord, California, and was living in Humboldt County at the time of his death. Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest continue to work together to safely suppress the grape fire. It's holding at 244 acres now, with containment increasing to 60%. Also, there will be a community meeting on Thursday, 4 p.m., at the Volunteer Fire Station in Higham Palm. District Rangers and District Fire Management officers from both the Six Rivers and the Shasta Trinity National Forest will be on hand to address questions or concerns, and a forest closure remains in effect as a result of the grape fire. Humboldt County Animal Shelter is holding a special Saturday adoption event. That's happening on May 12th from noon to 4 p.m. Join the shelter for the Wags and Whiskers adoption event. The public will have a chance to meet and play with adoptable pets there. People wishing to adopt and take home an animal from the event have to have a pre-approved application on file at the shelter. You don't have to specify which animal you'd like to adopt at the time of the application. You can download the application on the county website. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.